Hello, this is Kenny Williamson, and welcome back to another episode of McKill's Deck Chronicles. In today's episode, we have Jocelyn with us, and she is going to recite the Lord's Prayer, and she's also going to recite Psalm 23 for us today on this Christmas Eve in 2023. So, are you there, Jocelyn? Can you hear us?
Yep.
Okay, are you ready to recite the Lord's Prayer for us?
I am.
Okay, well, just go ahead whenever you're ready.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
That's good. Good job. Good. Okay, well, let's try that again, and let's do Psalm 23. Actually, before we do that, I'm going to pull it up here on my computer, so I can go over it word by word, even though I know it. But I'm looking at it, so we're ready whenever you are.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me through all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Hey.
I think I messed up one word.
Yeah, it actually says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Wait, what did I say?
I don't know. Let's find out. Hold on. Okay, well, we went back and figured out what we said and what we didn't say, so do you want to try that again?
Yes.
Well, whenever you're ready.
Okay. Why does my mind keep going so blank?
I don't know. That sometimes it does that whenever you're sitting in front of a microphone. Your mind goes completely blank.
Okay. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over.
You're almost there.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
That's it. That's it. Yeah, you got it. That was it in a nutshell right there. I mean, that's pretty good for having just basically learned it, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, my mind, I don't know. I guess it's because I'm nervous or something.
That's all right. Do you remember the shortest verse in the entire Bible?
Yes, and I remember what the verse is called, too.
What is it? Matthew?
John 11:35.
Let me just look that up. John 11. Wait a second. Am I on John? No, I didn't. John 11:35. What's it say?
Jesus wept.
Yeah, that's definitely it. John 11:35. Okay, now, do you remember John 1:1.
In the beginning, there was a word. No. The word was with God. The word was God.
Yes, something it's like in the beginning was the word.
Was the word, yeah.
And the word was with God. And the word was God. Exactly. Yeah, and the only other one, which we haven't memorized yet, is John 3:16, which is, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." But we can work on that one, and then come back in here again, and you can present it to us. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
That sound good?
Mm-hmm. We should do that.
We should do that. So do you have any questions about that whole, what we were talking about earlier about, you know, Jesus dying on the cross and shed blood and the Godhead? That all makes sense?
Yep. I believe it.
So you remember your three parts that you have?
The flesh and blood, our soul, and
spirit?
Spirit, yeah.
So you got the body, the soul, and the spirit. Right?
Yep.
So do you want to record anything else?
Well, there's not really anything else I could think of so far.
Nothing at the moment?
Yeah, nothing at the moment.
Okay. Well, I guess then what we'll do is we will conclude this little mini podcast here. And so that was it. So we just went over the Lord's Prayer. We went over Psalm 23.
And John 11:35.
And touched on John 3:16.
And then John 1:1.
And John 1:1, yes. So, yeah. So I hope you enjoyed our little rendition here of these different verses. Thanks for listening. Have a Merry Christmas. Isn't that what you would say?
Yeah. Have a Merry Christmas.
You want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas for the 2023 Christmas?
Merry Christmas, guys, and a Happy New Year.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
We should redo that tomorrow.